years ago than he probably cares to remember, a young Irish actor confidently informed the London Academy of Dramatic Art that he had already been rejected by the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, and he was giving them their last chance to enroll him because he knew someday he'd be a star, and how terrible it would look if they too rejected him. He was right. The rest is history. With us on Midday, actor, poet, and occasional director, now starring again in Camelot, and graduate of the London Academy of Dramatic Art, Richard Harris. How did you get so confident so early in your career? You once told me confidence is the thing you have to have.
Well, yes, confidence and a bit of gall. And I was, you know, that particular story about Lambda was absolutely out of desperation, you know, more than anything, because I had only left Ireland 5 days. I'd been turned down by RADA and Central School, right? I only had one more shot, and that was Lambda. If they turned me down, it was I'd have to return home a failure. And I said, I said to the principal, please don't send me home. Please don't turn me down. I said, I've only gone 5 days. I left to become a hero. I returned 5 days later a failure. Please, I beg you, give me a shot.
And yet you told me once that you're still in awe when you meet big stars, when Sinatra, people like that.
Well, Sinatra particularly. I mean, he is the greatest.
You're everywhere with Camelot now. It's our home box office. You're doing it at Westbury here in New York nowadays. You're going to be touring the country again. And yet you told me you thought the book is a little bit basically weak. You've got to be the one to do it athletically and bring the energy to it.
Yeah, there is the book. I always thought the book was weak. What we have done this time out, without asking Alan J. Lerner, but we're doing such enormous business, I don't think he'll object, was that I had found weaknesses in the script. So I ran the movie about 20 times down in my home in the Bahamas. And I found wonderful things, linking stuff and missing stuff to tighten up the story. So I eliminated some of his stage play and put back some of his screenplay. It's all Alan J. Lerner's, of course.
James Earl Jones once told me he didn't think he wanted to do a role longer than 6 months at a time because he thought he lost something after that. You obviously don't agree with that.
Well, I don't indeed, because I'd like to answer your question in two parts. Number one, I don't, because there's a new cast. We've got a woman called Mary Darcy, who's the sixth Guinevere. And I think of Mary D'Arcy, as she says, but it's an Irish name. We call it Darcy. She calls it D'Arcy. I suppose it's a bit sort of posher. But however, apart from that, she's the best ever. She's the best Guinevere. And it makes it all happen again. But the reason I'm doing it is very simple. People have asked me, why are you doing it? I've done it 534 times. Why are you doing it? Because the reason I'm doing it is, it's a very, for the first time in my life, I've become sort of calculating. I've never sort of planned a future. And I've all of a sudden found renewed energy and ambition and all the right kind of ambition. And I what I'm doing is I'm in London, in New York next autumn, 12 months, we're putting together a company. An actor-manager company I'm forming. I formed it, actually. And we're going to do Macbeth. No, I beg your pardon. We're going to do Hamlet.
You're finally going to do Hamlet.
Yes, Hamlet the Merchant of Venice and Galileo as a religious cycle.
First time for you for Hamlet.
Yes, it is. So let me finish my story. So what I want to do is I sort of calculated, in fact, that I have, you know, I'm 50 now, so I've got another 15 years of playing the big heroic roles. And so what I'm going to do is, in those 15 years, you can probably come to Broadway 5 times. I don't want to waste it. I want to come, like I think Burton should have not come back in Private Lives. Richard is too good. He should have come back in Lear. So I want to come back with the Hamlet, Merchant of Venice, and Galileo. In the meantime, I want to stay in the theater. I want to keep the voice going, keep the technique and the stagecraft, and stay with it until such a time as we're ready to rehearse for the Shakespeare season.
Speaking of voice, last question, because we're running out of time.
I once got Arthur Park. I saw that.
What did you think of it? It was wonderful.
I really thought it was terribly funny. I wish I had a copy of it.
It went on for 25 minutes.
Yeah,
right?
It was. Well, so did the song.
Richard Harris, frankly spoken, actor, poet, sometime director, star of films like Camelot, A Man Called Horace, Sporting Life, one of the best sports movies ever made, The Guns of Navarone, Man in the Wilderness, and to be seen now and in the coming weeks and months again in Camelot. Nice seeing you again on
Midday
Edition.
Thank you so much.